Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda. Sorry, I'm just a tad bit late. I'm still having problems with my throat and coughing, and had to get that out of the way before I spoke up. But I think it's going to be great today because Nancy is here, and we're going to work this together. Remember what a great team we were last week? Well, we're going to be a great team again, and we want to include all of you in our voice to God today, because your voice is one that speaks for our whole community, whether you know it or not. Just about everything everyone has ever said really applied to the whole need and direction of our service every Sunday. I think that's an incredible revelation of how God works through us and of the blessings that we are capable of requesting and carrying for others. So, Nancy, you want to take over for just a little while?
I sure do. I just am so happy to be here, everybody. And yes, thank you so much for last week holding Glenda up. And she just keeps getting better and better, so that's exciting. So today we're together just to receive this wonderful blessing and to reconnect each week in our hearts and in our souls with each other. So thank you so much for being here and for your commitment to this community and just to making our world and our lives better. And just love it. I love it that we just have such faith to be here. And that's so wonderful to receive these blessings that Yeshua has for us. And I got to share that I did receive a big one this week on Tuesday.
Yes,
Cameron, Cameron Isaiah Colbert arrived, 6 pounds, 6 ounces, a little guy. He was very sweet to his mother in that way. And so I got to be there, y'all. And I got to see his eyes when he really just, you know, was in her arms and focusing for the first time. And honestly, I had shivers all over my whole body. It really was like looking into pools of infinity. And I felt very, blessed and privileged to feel that connection to God in such a profound way. And he's just such a wonder and a delight, and everybody's excited, and mom's doing great. He's doing great. Dad couldn't be more proud that he's got a son now, and because he's got these three wild girls that are a lot of fun. But so thank you for keeping Olivia and the whole family in your thoughts and prayers, and everything was a smooth, beautiful birth. So thank you.
Oh, don't we love it, everybody? I'm telling you, there's just nothing like a brand new life in this world. It just lifts us all up. It really does.
It really does.
The future in our hands, and such a joy.
Truly. And it was so, and I wish I could share pictures with everybody just so you can see. So somehow I'll find a way to do that. Maybe I'll send Glenda a perfect picture to just throw out there. That could be fun. But yeah, so we're so glad you guys are here today. This is a gift every single week, Glenda. I'm just so amazed how you just, week after week, you're here with us, and you know, this is just so good. So we do have callers ready to join us, and I think it's true, they bring the things that we all need, and it's like everybody's lives a kaleidoscope of our own, and we hear a little something that they're needing, and it just fits right in with what we need to learn or where we're at and what we need to do to just make everything work. So thank you for being here and for callers already waiting in the queue. So if you'd like, I'd go ahead and start opening the lines, Glenda. I'm going to open a line. I believe it's our wonderful Stormy here today. Welcome, Stormy.
Yes, I received a beautiful blessing a couple of days ago. I was wondering if I still had the magic spark that I've got as a healer. Well, I bought an electric razor, set it on the countertop where the water faucet is, and I've got a fan that blows constantly across the water faucet. Well, when I put my hand on the electric razor as it's charging up, well, it made the fan on the countertop go faster. And I went, I never had that one. I did it 8 times over to see if I was pressing or what, you know, but every time I put my hand on the electric razor, the fan on the countertop started going faster. So God said, yep, you still got your spark.
You do.
I wasn't expecting that, but what a beautiful gift that I ask, and God says, well, I'm going to give you even better than you asked for.
I love that.
That's a wonderful demonstration.
Yeah, and you talked about seeing into the eye of the child that was born. Mm-hmm. Well, while you were telling that story, I was there looking also.
I can see
exactly what you saw and what you continue to see is there. I've been able to show people a couple of times. I says, look at my eyes. Okay. Now I'm going to do something. Look again. I had a receptionist at my dermatology's office who liked these things with me. And I says, okay, now look. And she says, oh, your eyes are all full of color. They're just sparkling full of color. And occasionally, God lets people see the spark in my eye, which made quite an impression on her son, who was there in the office, who's fixing to go to become a policeman. And he understood. He was going. He asked his mother, he says, who was that fella? So I made an impression on him that day, also, that he will be able to provide a spiritual awareness in his work as a policeman to the world. So we all have our unique gifts just because we are who we are. Nothing you have to do except be who you are.
That's right.
You're perfect. Okay. And I'm drinking what do I need to feed this electricity? So I'm drinking some lemon parsley water with a little bit of sage and ginger sprinkled on it for my well-being. Let's go on for what's available next.
Thank you, Stormy. You're always being the blessing and enriching others' lives. We're so inspired by you. Thank you so much for being here today. And Glenda, we have more of our community here. We have Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Oh, hello. So happy to be here and so happy and grateful to hear that Glenda's on the mend. And I'm just calling in to request a blessing for safe travels. Tomorrow I travel to the UK, and so I'm just calling for that. And I feel very grateful. I recently moved, and for me at least, moving is always very, very stressful for whatever reason. So I'm glad to be settled finally, and made it safe to the new destination without too many hiccups. So anyway, just happy to be part of this community, and very, very grateful for everyone on this call. I just even if I don't, say anything, I just love listening to everybody. So thank you.
Well, Stephen, we love that you're in our presence and we feel it. And one of the things I was going to say, but didn't realize I had my phone muted. So Nancy didn't even know I was requesting. And that is, what you should have read my mind, Nancy.
I should have, for sure.
No, I'm teasing you. How many times have we thought that about other people? And really, if you put your if you put your attention on it, you can pick up a lot. I know Stormy does. You nosy person. You pick up everything. Okay, I'm in the mood to tease everybody today. So forgive me. It's just part of my healing humor that goes along with the fact that everything is itching. You know, you've heard that when you're healing, everything is itching. So I'm surrounded by eye drops, nose drops, Kleenex, and back scratchers. Everything is itching, which means I have crossed the border onto getting well, my friends. And I want to thank you for your prayers and your good wishes and your faith. More than anything else, faith is what carries us through the river of all the unknowns that have not yet been revealed but have been promised. So faith is, I think, actually the most powerful gift that humans have been given. Love is innate. It comes with the package. And Nancy, you got to see that when your baby boy was born. So you could feel the love that was there. And, oh, my goodness, he is just precious. That love is just radiating out from him. And I couldn't decide whether he was an angel or Pierce Brosnan. he's really that handsome. So I'm not through teasing. Today will be a good day for us.
Amen. I just also want to add that, you always, I don't know about other people, but for me, whenever I know that God is activated and the Holy Spirit is present and the love of Christ is flowing, I get the goosebumps, you know, the chills all over my body. And sometimes I might be thinking about somebody, or I might make a connection, and I might all of a sudden I feel that confirmation. It's like a really visceral, deep feeling, and it's a spark. And I go, okay, God, I know. And I know when I act on faith in those moments, you know, it's like faith is that spark that literally activates God's love. You know, it just God's like, okay, I heard you. I heard that faith, and I'm gonna make the love flow for you now.
Cause wow, that's so good.
You just activated that spark of faith. You know, it's funny. Faith is so amazing because as I get older, I just realize that maybe it's an age thing, but I realize I like you, Glenda. I keep coming back to faith. I'm like, I can't believe how powerful and how real faith is. It blows my mind. Honestly, it really does. I just like, oh my God. So, thank you.
That was Yeshua's most frequent affirmation and confirmation about everything he did for anyone, everyone's healing, everyone's conviction, faith will make you whole. Yeah. And while I was sick, and I have to admit, I really was seriously sick at one point. I told Nancy, I think this is the first time in 30 years I've actually been in bed sick. Usually, I'll get something every winter, but I keep going like the Duracell bunny, and the energy that's generated by keeping going actually brings about the healing. Getting me down in bed is a big deal, and I was. But when I was in bed and I was just surrendering to the power of God, I knew absolutely when he was ready, he would sit me up, stand me up, I would be fine. And I was thinking about all the times when faith was my miracle. And it's not about something that was not planned. It's about something that was already there but not yet seen. Just like I knew I was already well but not yet able to stand. And it came to me what the title of the next book will be. I got it. I practically got the whole script while I was down. It was just really inscribed on my soul. And here's the title: Faith, the Unseen River of Life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. It sure is. It's the river of life.
The river is there.
Yeah. It's wanting to come
to find the aquifer that brings it up to the surface.
Mm.
So, we almost got a second book written in my downtime. And that brings me back to something I was wanting to say from the very beginning. Anybody, if you don't feel like talking, it's okay. Somebody else will speak for you. The unseen river of life runs among us all, between each one of us. And somebody will speak the words for you. If you don't feel like speaking, just be here. That's the important thing. Bring your cares to the one who always cares for you. Bring your love to the one that created you. Bring your life to the one who can sustain it. And somebody else will bring that hidden river that's running through your life up to the surface. We're here for each other. And that's why there were only two commandments given by Yeshua. One is obvious: to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Well, why not? He created us and everything in this universe. He is our Lord. He's our sustainer, the giver of all good things. So, of course, that's almost a no-brainer. But the second commandment, which he says is equal unto it, that's his words, equal unto it, is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm.
In other words, who are we that we are not also each other? That's really what it means. Who are we that we are not also our each other, our brothers, our sisters' keeper, the encourager of the soul and the spirit of another, the giver of opportunities and encouragement to our family members. We are one species created by God to be the inheritor of his holy creation. It couldn't get any better than that, my friends.
Mm.
But we have to draw the river of life up to the surface where we can drink it, where we can bathe in it, where we can be baptized in it. When we bring the river of life up to the surface, then everything amazing will begin to happen. Will begin to show up in the full spectrum of life. And we will be caring for one another. So let someone else speak for you. And just say to yourself silently the prayer you have to God. And wait for someone else to speak the words. Okay?
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Stephen. Gosh.
Thank you.
I feel very blessed right now.
And I know you will have a blessed time in the UK.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I believe so. Yeah, I'm going on both business and pleasure, actually. So it should be a good time. I'll be away for a month. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Glenda, and I'm so glad that you're okay. I can't even stand the thought of you not being around. I'll tell you that. You know, that would be a real hole in my life. And so, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, thank you. And he told me I'll be around for a while.
Yay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think we're all echoing that beautiful sentiment, Stephen. We're right with you. So thank you so much. And we love you. And you are going to have a great trip and a great flight. I just see you kind of really relaxing and enjoying it. So it'll be good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we love you and blessings to you. And we can't wait to hear about your trip. And maybe you can join us while you're there. That would be cool.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll give that a shot.
Okay.
I know, different time zones, but okay, safe travels. We love you.
Well, you know, actually, Nancy, I have a little creative thought to add, and that is that I think it would be lovely if I could figure out how to be on this call and also a Zoom call. And when we can work that out, we will be able to expand our blessing globally. There's a lot of people who would actually like to be here, but they can't afford the phone call. Oops. I got a cough coming on, so you take over, Nancy.
Okay. I have Elizabeth lines. Your line is open, Elizabeth. Welcome. We're so happy you're here today.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. I'm just calling to ask for a blessing for Glenda because I couldn't be here last Sunday. I thought I'd make it in time, but I was too late, and I just wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday. I wanted to do it on last Sunday, but I couldn't. So belated happy birthday, and just I wanted to ask for a blessing for you, for your health, for your life, for everything that you need in this life and everything you do in this life, and just joy, happiness, love and friendship, and anything that you may want in your life to create. I ask everything comes to you. So that's my blessing for you today.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. And I'm timeless. You know, at this point in life, I am far more on the side of the soul, which is timeless, than I am on the side of the little girl that was born on February the 4th. So don't worry about missing my birthday. It's totally okay.
Oh, well, I didn't want to, but it just happened. So I wanted to
That's
be
right.
on today to just let you know I was thinking of you and sending you prayers last Sunday and wishing you all the very best. I just wanted you to know.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay.
We love you. Thanks so much, Elizabeth, for calling today. Glenda, we have Ken. Your line is open.
Well, hello there, Nancy, and hello there, Glenda. It's always a delight to be here, as I try to make it most Sundays. I unfortunately was not able to be there a whole lot last Sunday, and so Glenda, I have to say, you know, whether you agree with it or not, I'm still going to wish you a belated happy birthday because I think everybody needs to be celebrated other birthdays. So there you go.
Well, thank you. Okay, I accept.
Oh, got it. So now you've made my day.
All right. Well, you've made mine.
Oh, okay. I kind of wanted to toss a couple of nuggets of Ken wisdom out there, whether they're wise or not, I have no idea. But, you know, one of the things that I think is very interesting about the concept of sickness when we get sick or when we feel down or we're infirmed or whatever, I've had a lot of experience with that, mind you, but I've always found that as you're getting pulled down to the bottom, you know, of your energy, of your mental capacity, of your emotional capacity, everything, to the point where you're really trying to challenge yourself and says, what do I really have left? You know, that's the question. It's not like, oh, thank you for all the great things, but you're down to the point says, what really do I have left? It ends up being that pruning of all the garbage that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get, it forces you to be that distillation of those things which truly are important. And I'll give you an example. I had some really major surgery it was 2016, and then I was stuck in a recuperation facility for, I think, somewhere between 12 and 18 months after that, so it was a long haul. And, it was pretty nasty, and, you know, I had, like, massive pain and painkillers and all this kind of stuff going on. But the interesting thing was is that I would walk around and I would see lots of people complaining and moaning about this and that and this and that and this and that. And I said, dude, you got a choice. You know, you can either see this as an opportunity or you can see it as punishment. And so I said, okay, you know, I'm dealing with all this pain and all these different things. I'm just going to master the ability of going inside of my heart, going inside of my soul, and finding what I'm really here for. And I would just like laser into that mindset and laser into that physical body experience of my energy finding a new source of connection and expanding and all this kind of stuff. And it was miraculous. It truly was. And I look at that as, you know, maybe as difficult of a situation as it was, it's probably one of the most beneficial times in my life because it like cemented this practice of being diligent on what really was important in life.
Amen. Oh, it's so true, Ken. And it's great that you made that decision.
At the time, there wasn't any other decision to make because the alternative was not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And therein lies your faith, Ken. Your faith kind of led you to that. So, to me, you know, your faith that you are meant to be whole and you are whole, and, you know.
I believe that 100%, you know. And, you know, you can look at all the crazy events of your life and say, well, was it just random happenstance? Is it just, you know, me self-justifying the things that took place, you know, or is there truly obviously something of a greater power that is leading you into these situations to prepare you for something else further down the road, which you probably can't even, you don't have a concept of, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I have a concept, I don't need a concept of it. All I want to know is that, where am I now and what am I doing next? And if those are the only things I can comprehend in the life, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That is very great wisdom. Thank you for sharing, Ken. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
I love your...
Go ahead.
No, you finish. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we all run into choice points of that magnitude at least once in our life, Ken. But it may look a little different. In other words, the landscape may be different for another person. But it's still a choice point of great magnitude that has to do with priority. It has to do with value. It has to do with the certainty of self, here being, agreeing to be here for some anointed purpose that we may not have discovered yet, or maybe we discovered it, but we have not been as strong in it as we could have been. Mm. There, we all have choice points, and how we make those choice points will determine the rest of our life. So the strength in your voice the conviction in your spirit is a testament to the positive choice you made, Ken. And I'm just so gratified to be here for you. And were you in our community at that time, Ken?
I think I had just started. I don't exactly remember when I joined in the community. It might have been slightly before the surgery, and because I know there was like about 2 years where I just couldn't do it for whatever reason. But I think I was kind of like marginally in, but yeah.
I think I remember that. I really do. Because I remember you coming back. And I thought to myself, my goodness, where in the world has she been?
Wow. And yeah, I mean, it's...
I remember
reading your book, Love Without End, years before that, and then just kind of slowly coming into it. And, it was both kind of a dark time, but yet it was also very rewarding, because I look at it and I say, I feel like that was a period that I kind of had to chart my way on my own. And, mm-hmm. and it was, I think I deliberately said, I don't want anybody else or any other thought coming in, because if this is going to be real for me, I have to build it up from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what was going on. And then,
yep.
and then after that, it's like coming back onto the calls and coming back into the community, and a whole raft of other things just exploded. I mean, literally exploded into my life in a matter of months. And I was like, whoa.
Oh.
That's great.
That's a
yeah.
great wisdom.
I'm so glad you're here, Ken.
We are. Such a beautiful sharing, Ken.
Thank you. I think the other little nugget I've been kind of slowly revealed onto is that, you know, we always hear the saying kind of like idleness or something like that is like the devil's playground. And I was listening to a recording where somebody was talking exactly about that, how that is one of the true tools of how to captivate or capture somebody's mind and kind of draw them away from the Holy Spirit. But on the flip side, being of deliberate, intentional purpose in everything that you do completely eliminates the possibility of getting swept away to another direction. And I remember that in the hospital, because I said, even if I'm not going to do anything today other than to meditate and to focus into my pain, every second of what I'm going to be doing is going to be 100% deliberate, and I'm going to do everything I can to be at the absolute peak of what I'm doing, even if what I'm doing on the outside would seem to be nothing. It's irrelevant. It's all about what I see for myself.
It's a powerful decision. It really
yeah.
is. Very powerful.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
That's it, folks. A blessing for you and for Nancy and for everybody above.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, guys, remember, I told you somebody was going to speak for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Bless you and I yield.
Oh,
all right.
We love you. Thank you, Ken. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. We love you so much. Look forward to hearing you again. So I'm going to open another line. We have Ollie here, Glenda. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello. Hi, Nancy and Glenda. I'm so happy to be here. And I just love the sharing of Elizabeth and Ken. They were so beautiful and powerful. And I join Elizabeth's request for a blessing for you. We love you so much. You sound better, but I know you're going to get even better. So
I'm going to be great.
Yay.
Walking uphill right now. Just still walking uphill. I'm going to be on the mountaintop soon.
I'm sure you are. You have all our love, and especially Jeshua's. So I wanted to request a blessing for my friend Jose, who is struggling with addiction right now. And I would also like to ask for everyone who's going through any type of addiction, be it emotional, to substances, to alcohol, tobacco, any kind of addiction, food, they may be healed. That's my request.
Okay. Thank you. That's quite a blessing. Many, many will be healed because of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I love you so much.
We love you too, Ollie. Can't wait to see you again at a blessing service, at a blessing seminar. We know we will.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yay.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Thank you for calling
today,
Ollie. And such a powerful blessing for so many who are struggling. Thank you so much. Glenda, we have Iman here today.
Hello, Iman.
Hi, Iman.
Aloha, I'm so happy to be here. You know, I wasn't going to call in. I just wanted to listen. But then I heard all the beautiful wisdom from, like, Ken and Steve and yourself, Glenda, and it just puts a fire in my heart. Like, it just fires up my heart. And I just wanted to be a part of it, so that's why I'm calling in. And I just wanted to say thank you. And just, you know, Love Without End has literally, oh, my God, is a pathway for me, you know. And every time I read it, it's like another awakening every moment. It's like a living words. It's like living words, literally coming out of the pages. I just wanted to add that I think that we're going through a compression phase, which refines our purpose, like, you know, steel that has to be tested and basically, you know. Oh, God, I don't know where to begin. It's funny where I have all these thoughts in my heart, and then now I'm on the call. I'm on the spot, and I don't know what to say. But I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm so happy to be a community that I can share the most sacred thoughts and feelings, which I have kept to myself, literally, because they're so holy and so sacred and so individual that I didn't know if anybody else would understand. So I'm so happy to be a part of a community that could understand what I think most of us went through, which is refining of purpose and refining of our lives and choosing what is really the life force in our life, in each person's life. And I hope that all find that. And I feel like I am finding mine and that I have finally committed to what I'm supposed to be doing. But I do need a blessing too, yes, of course, because the pathway is not easy. It's not easy. There's always something. So I do ask for your blessing on that, Glenda, and the community, that I walk through this pathway with peace and ease and support by all. That's pretty much. And I send this blessing to everyone, every heart in this world. And the people that I love the most is my parents. They're going through aging process, and it's not easy. So I do ask for blessing for them. Their names, my dad is Song Han, and my mother's Termlad, and they live in Canada. And I ask for blessings for them, that their process of aging is one of ease and love and light and peace and just beautiful process. Amen. Mm.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, you know, we all go through that if we live long enough to. And so let us put into the grace and the blessing of everyone else we see already there as being the bread on the water that shall come back to us. Because when we have a gracious attitude toward that segment of our life. It can actually be the most noble, the wisest, the most compassionate, and the most clarified time of our life on earth. And just one step away from complete revelation as we cross over. So I think a lot depends upon our personal attitude toward that phase of life in general, not just with our loved ones or just with ourselves, but as we see that phase of life as bliss, then we shall assist those we love in finding their bliss, and we will follow them in a state of bliss. This is one of the things that we are having a particularly difficult time with in the Western world, because we're so into various levels of materialism. And materialism, in the end, says goodbye to us, and often not with grace or pleasure. It leaves us stranded and wondering where the beautiful part of our life went to. Why are we here in pain with little, not much to remember, alone, and the various struggles that go with the diminishing capacity of the material world? We can look in other cultures, indigenous cultures, many cultures of Oriental life, the Asiatic side of life, the South Seas, and so many other cultures where life has not been so materialistic. And we find people enjoying the transition with greater optimism for the future, seeing the gates of heaven already opening up as they have less care, less to take care of, less to lose, more to give away to others, and more embracing of what's most important. I have most definitely had to think about those things, not for myself, but not because I anticipate the closure anytime soon, but I'm more than willing to already be in a state of mind, a state of heart and community that is less attached to the things I thought were so important when I was younger. I think what you need to be looking at, Iman,
mm-hmm.
is more than your parents, a way of life. Because your parents have always been your parents. They will always be your parents. And they're teaching you something right now. They're teaching you about choices that you will be able to make about your life. They're teaching you choices you will be able to make about seeing them through to the very end of their life. They're teaching you. And you take this as a lesson you're being taught. And I think you will be able to embrace it a lot better. I have had many people teach me this, because right now I have no living biological relatives at all. And I replaced it with a spiritual family, which will go on forever. And I'll be on the other side welcoming my new family home when it's their turn to come. And we will go on and on and on, because we're embracing the potential of a non-material existence and teaching one another about the values and the promises and the reasons that we're going to live through into the non-material existence forever and ever.
You're absolutely right. I know that to be true also, Glenda. However, I have been very blessed that all my family, I have a big family, and everyone's still here. I have everyone in this world. I'm so blessed. So blessed, but I feel like the time will come soon where I will be losing. So I understand Master Joshua talks about the two aspects of love, the attachment, the attracting, and then the letting go. I understand what he's saying, but I haven't yet experienced the letting go, like the loss, the letting go of love. That part, I'm not quite there because I have not. But I don't want to experience it.
This is what you're afraid of. This is what you're afraid of. When you lose the material connection, you'll lose the love. You're going to find that out blissfully, that you never lose the love. Never.
Right.
Never.
Hence the Beatitude, blessed are they who mourn, right? The purging, the releasing, the reconnecting that you taught us.
That's right. So
powerful. That was really a great lesson. But gosh, thank you, Glenda,
thank you,
Mom.
Very much.
I think about that with my own kids to teach them that, you know, we need to see that phase as bliss. That is so cool to then teach and pass on to your own, family, you know, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you, Mom. Thank you for everything you shared today and your beautiful heart. So we love you, and I know your parents are a gift to you. So enjoy their beauty while they're here in this realm, right?
Thank you.
Okay, we have Wayne, Glenda. Hi, Wayne.
Aloha.
Hi, Wayne. Aloha.
Yeah, Glenda, happy belated birthday. My goodness.
You're younger
every year.
I do.
I know. Yeah, and I'm glad that your health is improving. I'm just curious, are you still getting out the products with the sacred oils? Because I need a bunch.
Oh, of course. We've never stopped
that. Okay, well, I'm off to the UK in about 10 days, and I'm in the US now. Is it possible to get them before I go?
Of course.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's one
request.
It
all depends on when you place your order.
I'll place it today.
Do it tonight. Yeah, there you go.
I will,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, good.
We can send
them.
If you place an order tonight, we can send them tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. All right, I'll do that. Okay, so, yeah, I've got 3 new books coming out on the power of forgiveness called The Sacred Apology, being released next month. And
wonderful.
The book, Love Without End, it really transformed my whole way of thinking about forgiveness. So gratitude for that. And I'm working with a client right now. This is who I really wanted the blessing for. I wasn't going to check in until I realized that this man, he's been on a healing path for quite a while. He suffers from anxiety really, really strongly. He flew from Hawaii to work with me on the mainland. And I noticed after our first session that he doesn't believe he's fixable. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this needs some serious help from the Holy Spirit. So I thought, okay, well, let's check in with Glenda and see if we can get a blessing for Marco. I'd appreciate it.
So he doesn't believe he's spiritual?
Fixable. He thinks that his anxiety is his dragon. And he's been working with psychologists and body workers for years, and nothing has worked. So he came to me, and I realized that he really has a thought form that it'll never go away. And even though he has a will to heal, it's not overpowering that thought form. So, you know, I'm going to give him up to the Holy Spirit. I always do. That's how I work. Yet I thought, okay, well, let's call in the troops. Let's send Glenda for a couple of minutes and see if we can get a Christ blessing for Marco.
All right. We will. And what about giving him a copy of Love Without End?
That's a great idea. Yeah. I'll put that in my order. Great idea.
Put a lot of people on the right track.
Yeah. And if it's signed by you, then I think he would really, really enjoy that too as well. Is that possible?
Hint, 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 hint. You got it.
Glenda, so much love for you. You have changed my life, you know, ever since that seminar we did in 2003, that very first seminar was, my life has just been unfolding over and over and over again. And I'm telling people about aspects in the book that, you know, Yeshua shared with us. And it's really lovely to have you here on the planet and sharing such divine light with all of us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. I don't want to be anywhere else for a long time. So, you have many opportunities to wish me happy birthday sometime in the future.
Oh, good. Okay. I look forward to that. And your new book
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the new one is coming out within the month, and it's called The Only Way Out is Up.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
So can we get it in the store soon?
Not till I finish writing it.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. I know how that goes.
Yeah, as you can see, my sense of humor is definitely coming back.
I love it. I love that.
Me too.
Oh, beautiful.
So good.
Well, yeah, we're all sending you so much love, Glenda. So, you know,
we lift you
up like a surfer on a wave.
I like that. Okay, we'll wait.
And then we'll be waiting for you on the shore. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Wayne, you take care. And don't forget to place that order.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Glenda.
Tonight. Thank you, Wayne. Blessings to you and to Marco. Yeah, absolutely. And yes, Love Without End sure has changed a lot of lives. Like Aman said, how it's so living, and how you said, all of us. I mean, it's something.
it's
a manual. It's a manual for living the highest life. Yeah.
It's not like any other book you will ever read.
It's true.
It's truly,
and the
of
ripples,
a kind.
And the ripples from the book are infinite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take it to really high places.
Beyond time. Oh, beyond time.
Mm.
How many,
you know.
Nancy, how many years did you run a study group?
Over 10.
I thought
it, and it took us. Yeah, it took us 2 years to complete reading it as a group. And it was. And I would like to just start another one again. And it's something. I mean, I read it every day, or you know, at least several days a week, if not every day. But only because it just calls to me, and there's something I need to know, you know. So
yeah. And on that note, I do love so much of it, you know, that, and we spoke about this months ago, Glenda, that using a couple of excerpts from your book in my chapter on innocent perception in my book. And he just nails it. Everything he said to you about how that works is so eloquent. So the ripples will just keep going.
Well, it's getting back. Basically, I think I can use this to summarize what everybody has said today in a slightly different way. Innocent perception is really getting back to the original direct engagement with experience. You're having an experience, and it's not filtered. It's not what someone told you to expect. It's not what someone told you to be careful about. It's not through rose-colored glasses. It's not through any preformed or fabricated emotion, like, oh, I know I'm just going to love this. And you get to something that you think you're going to love, and it's like, well, it wasn't that great. You know, you can always tell when you're at least one, two, or three filters away from the real thing. Because I guarantee you, folks, when you're in front of the real thing that God created, it will blow your socks off.
Yeah.
And most of the time, we are looking through filtered experience. And that filtered experience could contain conditioning of all kinds, good and bad. Maybe we come from a fourth generation of doctors. And so we think, well, you know, I don't think I've got what it takes to be a doctor, but I think I want to go into healing. And well, of course, because everything in the family you grew up in emphasized and applauded it and cherished those who've dedicated their life to healing. And you get into graduate school and you go, well, I don't even know what direction to go in, but I want to be like part of my family. I want it to be this way and that way. And you can never make it work. Never make it work because it wasn't, because you were looking through too many filters. So what happens then, make the long story short, is you wind up being a teacher. A fifth grade teacher. A long way from what you set out to do. And then one day, you're staying after school with this child that's got a reading disorder. And nobody else has been able to reach this child. But you do. And not only do you reach that child with their healing disorder, you restore their confidence in being themselves. And you're drenched with goosebumps to realize you did inherit the healing touch. It just wasn't supposed to be in the medical field. You actually had a real experience of healing someone. It was the real deal.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Glenda.
That's what I'm talking about when you Yeshua wants us to have the real deal, okay? And unfortunately, we've got lots and lots of layers to filter through, and they're not all mundane or negative. Some of them are just as sweet and powerful as they could be. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. Nancy, take over.
Well, it makes you think about what Ken said about pruning the garbage and how you then, you know, shared about priorities and values, and it really does get you right there in the bullseye.
This is what I'm talking. Instant perception actually gets to the bottom of what everybody has been saying today. Everybody. Including you, looking in the eyes of your baby.
Yeah.
In order for people, a lot of people to understand what you're saying, I offer them a perspective of looking through the eyes of their own angel from above, watching their humanness. And there is an opportunity for innocent perception there.
You actually just put a filter there, Wang.
Yeah? Help me with that.
You did. Well, looking through the eyes of your angel is a filter.
Well, if... Oh, okay.
Yeah, filter. Filters can be sublime. Having no filter at all is what you're going to see the minute you cross the line to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You won't need your angel's eyes to look through. Actually,
thank you.
That was a perfect example of what I'm talking about. That the filter could be almost divine, but it's still a filter. We go to church. We go to church. We sing praise and worship songs. We pray together. We feel like we're on a new planet until we get out. Then we go out to dinner, and the waitress is a little slow, and the restaurant's a little crowded, and the food isn't exactly like what we thought it would be, and we're back to operating with filters again.
Retain
these. You might want to read that paragraph again, Wayne. It's a whole chapter, but I'm thinking about one particular paragraph.
Thank you.
It really means stripping yourself down to naked.
Yeah, I get that now, and you've displayed how many layers there are. We think we've arrived, and we've just arrived at another filter.
Well, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of rags to riches stories that had to become completely rags before they turned around to riches. Because all the layers had to be removed in order to find out why you're really here.
Right. True. Wow. I know. There's so many of us that are caught up in something that we've been doing for a while, do it well, we're making a good living at it, but it's not where our heart is anymore.
And we're bored to death. Really? Okay. Well, Wayne, you and I could go on forever, but we want to do a blessing. How about that?
We have a few more callers.
Wonderful.
So we'll get in, Brenda. Thank you, Wayne. Much love to you and your travels. And we have Mary, sweet Mary. Welcome.
Hey, honey, can you hear me?
We sure can.
Okay. Hi, you guys. Hi, everybody. I have a little cough. I'm sorry. I just wanted to, thank everyone. All the dialogue has been so wonderful. So thank you. And I just wanted to say, Glenda, oh my gosh, I could just write a book about you. You have been such a mother and a sister and a friend and a teacher, and you just mean the world to me. So I just, I want to bestow birthday blessings and healing blessings on you. And I know the first blessing giver seminar, I'm sorry, that I attended, I think it might have been the first seminar. It was on your birthday. And then the second one, yeah, it was way back in Sedona.
I remember that. Yeah,
it was in Sedona. Yeah. And I had just become so grateful to be a minister. And then my second one, I just had the great holy honor of being baptized by you and Yeshua in the Gulf waters. And so I just pray for a baptism of healing waters around you. And like so many others have said, whatever you need in your life, just God bless you always. And then I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful to Yeshua for blessings received and blessings to come on behalf of myself and all those I pray for. And then the last thing is I'm so touched that this week is the beginning of the Lent season. Ash Wednesday is the Wednesday of Valentine's Day, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's so appropriate because Yeshua showed us the fully open, all-encompassing, loving heart of compassion. So I just think it's so wonderful that Lent begins on the day of love, which is the symbol of his life and all of these blessings. So I just wish all of those blessings on all of us and on you, Glenda, and thank you for all blessings received, and I will say amen, and I love you, and let others talk.
Okay. Well, Nancy, I was sort of saying, Nancy, take over, but I want to say, Mary, we love you so much. And your heart is so full of love and grace and connection with God. We send you all of his blessings for this special time in your life, and as always.
Aww.
And you just reminded me something I want to share with everybody else. I'm going to be sending all of you a Valentine's message, which is an excerpt from Love Without End. What I think is one of the most beautiful passages of love ever written. And it's going to be really nicely designed in Photoshop. It'll be large, where you can actually print it out and share it with others, or send it on to others if you like.
Thank you, Glenda.
Just look for it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're our Valentine, too.
Okay.
All right. Love you all. I'm going to sign out. Love you all. Okay. Get better.
Thank you, Mary.
I will, for sure.
We have our last caller.
Hi, it's Linda. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to ask for a blessing for a young man. I was I had jury selection. I ended up not getting on the jury, but it was just a very compelling situation. And I just really feel that a blessing for the young man and for the jury and for all involved in that situation. I don't even have the words for it, which is very compelling to me.
What is his name, and we'll give him a blessing?
His first name is Dakota, And I can't remember his last name, but it was a homicide situation. So, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I know.
Well, yeah. We will include him in
Thank
our
you.
Blessing. And the jury. And the jury.
Yes. And the judge and the, you know, district attorney and the alternates and his defense team. And just the family.
I know,
his family
he must
and
be,
the,
yeah. They must
yeah.
be so frightened right now. So frightened.
I think that's what I saw. It just, yeah, like, yeah. What do you do? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for thank you for allowing us to include him.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. And Glenda, we don't have any more callers. Linda, are you complete? Is that good for you today?
Yep, that's good. Yes, thank you.
Okay. That is very big, and we're so glad you called. And Glenda, I just have one little blessing. It's not actually little. It's a big one. A friend of mine just let me know about her husband, Mark, dealing with some kind of sudden, weird, rare bladder cancer stuff going on. Had a bladder removed and now is having complications. And so I'd really like to include Mark Stanfield and his wife, Judy, and kids. And so I told her I was going to add him to the blessing. So they're ready to receive and they're in gratitude.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, let them know that we love them and we'll hold them in our hearts, knowing that God will take care of him and provide
Amen.
The solution, the answer, and we bless their doctor as well, that he may have wisdom and good determination about how to bring about the very best outcome.
Thank you. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead.
We're here. We're ready. We are ready to
offer. We are ready. All right, my dear. Well, let's get us on. Okay. We do this so there's quiet in the background when you may not realize, but a lot of people around the world actually tune in to these recorded blessings. They get the blessing of all that we've discussed, and the Holy Spirit who comes through in our, even in a recorded blessing, because in the realm of spirit, there is no time and space. I have heard from so many people who tell me that they live for Tuesday, which is usually Tuesday. Sometimes it's Monday, but they tune in on Tuesday for their blessing. So these blessings reverberate not only through time and space, but they reverberate from you to others in your life. So we want to be in a state of sacred quiet, sacred stillness, and receiving, where we are as close as we can be to the Holy Spirit, to Christ in our hearts, to the love that dwells within us, that brings us to the threshold of God's love, which is always there for us, if we only would just receive. All of the blessings surround you. Everything you need is available to you. All you need to do is to ask. So it's your turn now, not just to ask to our community or to my listening ears, but ask to God. We're going to ask that you be in prayer as soon as I finish our invocation to Yeshua. And we have this invocation because he says, ask and you shall receive. Why would he say that if the blessings are already here? Why doesn't he just do that for us? Because we must learn the power of faith. And that is what he wants in return for giving to you all that you seek. It's already here. It's laid on the table. But you have to reach for it. Because in reaching, you are confirming your position in the family of Christ. You are confirming your faith, your joy, your conviction in receiving. So I will open the prayer. And while we are, the blessing givers and I, are conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God, you will be praying for all that you desire and need. It may be for yourself or others or the whole planet. It could be for anything, anyone that your heart is holding for blessing. And bless and pray with your whole heart. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for inspiring the voices of those who share today. We know that their offerings of life, of love, and wisdom will touch everyone who is here and bring us closer to our Creator, to open the doors and windows of our life to receive the Holy Spirit. We pray our brother in God, the Son of God, who has come to redeem us in our relationship as children of God. We pray that you show us how to receive, that you open our life so that we can actually be touched through all the veils, through all the layers we have built up in our life, to touch the grace of God, that it may transform our life and bring us into perfect wholeness. We pray for those who know not to ask, who don't even know that the blessings are there to be reached for. We ask you to hold the children in your arms and teach them to always trust in God, to bring them into the life they were created to live. We ask that you be with those who are hungry and feed them, for those who are sick and heal them. And to heal those who are doctors, to heal those who are mediators, to heal the peacemakers, to heal the teachers, that we all may be wiser as brothers and sisters among the family, to bring us in touch with your love, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God. All of these things we ask in your precious name. For where you are, God is. Amen. Blessing givers, now will you join me in conducting the sacred rites of this blessing? Let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to go and receive it. The best way to do it, the best way to start is to lie down. I want you to lie down flat for 7 minutes. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer, because the mind will only get in the way. God's will is unknown to you until it's given. So let it be given. Allow yourself to be a whiteboard upon which he writes your next blessing. Be open to whatever that blessing may be. And I wish you a wonderful week. Filled with love and enjoying the celebration of love on Wednesday in all the highest ways that love can be known and celebrated. Bye-bye for now. God be with you always.